Our scripture for this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. If you would grab your Bible or the Pew Bible and turn to the chapter 4 of Ephesians. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Ephesians in the Old or the New Testament, folks? New Testament. In Ephesians, you'll find the Gospels. Actually, the New Testament is just the last third of the Bible, maybe even less than that. But if you would, the Gospels are first, and then you run into Acts of the Apostles, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and then you'll find Ephesians. Well, Galatians is in there too. It's right there. So Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Once you find that, would you close your Bible on your finger and stand with me? Raise your Bibles above your heads here, and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. How about it? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. If you would get out your sermon notes, which I like to do, and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along, that would be great. On the opposite side of that is our study guide this week. You're invited to take this home with that canary sheet. See, I like saying that now. That canary sheet. And keeping that by your prayer chair, you'll have a study guide for this week to kind of mete out this sermon. Well, believe it or not, I really used to be into bodybuilding. At one point in my life, I was 240 pounds and I had only 5 to 8% body fat. I know that's hard to believe now. I would eat 8 to 10,000 calories a day and power lift 2 or 3 hours a day. I learned through that process that our bodies are a very unique machine. One thing that I learned was that our body is the only machine that looks better and works better the harder you work it. Looks better and works better the harder you work it. Another thing that I learned was that the day I walked out of the gym for the last time, I could lift a lot more and I looked a lot better than the day that I walked in to that gym for the first time. One thing many people do in making a mistake in this regard is the first day they walk into a gymnasium and man, they feel great, they're ready to go, and they just work out way too hard. And they have trouble getting out of bed the next day. And then they have trouble even making it to the gym again. Over and over again, I saw that. You'd see people one time, it really looked good that day, and I always laughed at what they looked like probably the next day, you know, kind of crippled. But not being able to move because of the lactic acid buildup in their muscles or whatever it is.